بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yeah, staying in this chapter, that we should do our ibadat with moderation. And this applies to those people who are making ibadat, which means nafal ibadat. If we are still not even doing any nafal ibadat, it doesn't apply to us. We should try and do as much as possible nafal ibadat as well. And in then we should have moderation in there. The next hadith we read, hadith number 144. وَعَنِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ says that Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, those people who impose undue hardships upon themselves will be destroyed. He said this three times. That is, those people who make their lives difficult, which Allah has not made difficult upon them. Like the Christians, Allah did not at all command them to go and live in monasteries, become monks and nuns, and don't get married. They did that and they could never fulfill the rights of it. So much so that in those monasteries, all the time skeletons of little babies are found in the cupboards under the wooden floors because they tried to live an unnatural life. Allah did not impose at all that. Allah permitted to get married, and it is sunnah to get married, and by getting married, half of one's iman is accomplished. So we should live this natural life. And in this, many times a person, he worries about the small things, which shows his great piety. But the big things, he doesn't worry about. Musa Normani, rahmatullah alayhi, who was in Pitratip many years ago, he was a very jolly person. So he said, if a person sees a 5 cent lying in a masjid, then he'll pick it up and make a big announcement that, brothers, somebody's 5 cent is lost, whose is it? So he shows his piety that he won't keep the 5 cent. He'll try and find the owner of it. But if there's a 50 rand, then quietly he pulls it towards himself and he puts it in his pocket. So about that he doesn't speak. But about the small things he makes a big issue. Just like Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, who had killed so many people, so many Sahaba, also he had martyred. He asked the masala to the ulama that if a mosquito is sitting on you and you hit it and it dies, that blood which is on the body, is your namaz correct or not with that? They said, you are worried of this one drop of mosquito blood, but the blood that you spill of so many Sahaba and how many people you martyred, that you're not asking about that. So many times the small things, we make it a big issues. A fly was sitting on the horn of a bull, and when it flew away, it asked Maafi of the bull and said, without your permission, I was sitting on your horn. The bull said that I hardly knew you were sitting here. It made no difference to me whatsoever. It means that the small things, we try and make them big to show our piety. But the big basic things that we have to pay attention to, that we don't pay attention to. And in that we make our lives difficult for ourselves. A Muslim should be one who is soft and easy going. Not one who brings about undue difficulties and complexities. We should, and also in all these matters, the Quran Sharif says that you must first make these things compulsory upon yourself. And for other people, have softness and kindness. Usually we shout out at others, whether it's in a family or as ulama from the mimbar, but we don't observe these things ourselves. Which Allah Ta'ala says, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفَعَلُونَ. Why are you doing and saying those things which you don't practice upon yourself? An old lady came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi with a little child, a grandchild or somebody, and he said, this boy eats a lot of sweet things, so give him some advice. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, come back to me after 1 week. After 1 week she went back with the child. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi told the child, only so much, my little child, don't eat sweet things, not good for you. So the old lady said, this you could have told him last week also. Why you gave me the trouble of coming back again and asking you? So he said that up to last week I myself was eating sweet things. If I should have told him, it should have no effect on him. Now I gave it up for 1 week, now that I'm not doing it, now if I tell him, it will have effect on him. So it's very important that we do things ourselves, then it has effect on other people. Otherwise, just talking a lot, it doesn't have any real meaning, and it doesn't make an impression on anyone. According to some ulama, the hadith refers to those who probe into matters that are irrelevant and beyond their understanding. This is another great weakness we have. We like to ask a lot of questions. It's no problem. Good to ask questions. But questions that don't have nothing to do with us. Or questions that make life difficult for us. The Quran Sharif says, لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبدلكم تسؤكم. Don't ask about those matters. When they become clear to you, then your life becomes difficult for you. Like the Bani Israel were commanded to slaughter a cow. And then they asked first, what kind of a cow? The details were given. Then they asked, what's the color of the cow? That details were given. Then they asked again. They said, we don't understand what. So to make life difficult, and then they had to find with great difficulty the cow which was then specified. Whereas on the other hand, they were told just to slaughter a cow. Any cow they could have slaughtered. A cheap cow, they didn't have to pay so big money for it. And that should have been sufficient. So we shouldn't probe too much. What is necessary, that we must find out. But many times we want to show our piety, and then we go into big, deep, deep details. And many times the big things in our life, we ignore them. We pass them, the fundamental things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the words thrice for emphasis and to ensure that the meaning was clearly understood. This is also one important way of making bayan, etc. What is important, it should be said repeated also. It should be emphasized. Very important also for everyone who speaks, whether we're speaking to our family, whether we're giving a public lecture, to try our best to be clear. Not that we speak in such a way that people don't understand what we are saying. Sort of we are mumbling, or we speak in riddles, and people don't get to understand what we are saying. A person, as Allah Ta'ala says, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Say the straight talk. We must learn how to talk also. There mustn't be ambiguity in our speech. People must understand clearly our words also, what we are trying to say also. It mustn't be necessary every time that they have to ask one another, what was this that was said, what was that was said. We must speak very clearly and at the level of the people. Speaking in such a way that is well over the head, which they don't understand, that is also really a waste of time. We don't achieve anything. One Maulana many years ago gave a talk, and he was speaking about the stars and the sky, the moon, etc. One person stood up and said, Maulana, you are very high up, come down to our level. We don't know what you are talking about all the moon and the stars and the skies and that. Talk to our level. Many times we give a talk and it just goes over the head of the people. They don't understand, they don't benefit anything from those talks. So we must be, these are very important lessons for us to learn, that we learn to speak correctly what is relevant. And when we speak, we should not talk what we would like to say. Neither should we say what the people would like to listen to. But we must say what Allah wants us to say. And whether the people like it or not, whether we like it or not, But we must say what Allah wants us to say, and say it for the pleasure of Allah, not say it for the, to gain popularity or to win favors from people. We must say it solely for Allah Ta'ala. All popularity, favors are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We will do it for Allah. Allah will give us that in this dunya and akhirat which we cannot imagine. And if we do it for the people, nobody's life is in his own hand also. Nobody can do what he wants to do. It is all what Allah makes him to do, he does. So we should do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we shouldn't make life difficult and show that we are very pious, and that also in most cases it isn't with sincerity. We want to show people how pious we are, how much ibadat we can do, etc. That is totally wrong. We must do it for Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is most kind, most merciful, most relenting. So much so that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. We will give them, we will reward them. Their rewards, بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. More better than what they had actually done. Like a person does a job, he has to get 200 rand for the job he did. But Allah won't give 200, Allah won't give 2,000 or 20,000. We can't imagine what Allah will give. Allah will give much more. So we must not try and make life difficult on ourselves. We must do everything for the pleasure of Allah and as Allah wants to. May Allah give us all thanks.